Hi, this is the emotional author, and here's another cup of tea. There are moments and instances wherein we believe that we have a certain standard for people that we plan to build a relationship with. We set a certain bar or target for them to achieve or to reach, for us to consider them to be our type. Or before we even think about getting into a relationship, we already expect how they're going to act or what personality and qualities they possess. But if you think about it, the standards we have would change over time without us even knowing. I personally hate it when people claim that they have high standards or that they would settle for less because they would lower their standards. But honestly, if these people didn't hit the target before we even entered the relationship, that doesn't mean that they have to reach and try to strive you want. Because personally, you have own growth to focus on. You want to become the best or grow to become better every day without the need to please someone else. Do you know how you have your own personal expectations of how you should act, what qualities you should have? You're already dumbfounded by what you have to do. And now you have to add the idea that you have to be this specific person for someone else. Building a relationship is not founded or built on standards wherein we would settle for less or reach for the impossible. The choice of being with someone for better and for worse, in sickness and in health, is not just what applies for people that get married. We will talk more about this as we discuss my piece that I know I have written, because it tries to express the overall context of standards and the effect it can cause. I hope you guys like it. Standards. It was always a question that I started with. What are your ideals and quirks that fit? I would try to be the man of her dreams, even if we all know it isn't necessary. Pushing limits and breaking boundaries, hoping that she would one day see the person she would deem as her destiny. As time progressed, her standards change. I'm no longer the person she craves. I tried once more to adjust and adapt. It turns out that I would still lack. Rambling back and forth to understand, what else could I do to become that man? Working day and night, showing what could be, it turns out she wouldn't agree. She found someone else that fit the category, someone better, someone that made her happy. Then again, I blamed myself for being imperfect, even if I wasn't the one with the defect. Why can't we embrace imperfection? Why would we cloud our decisions, taking measures beyond our actions, filled with regret and succeeding situations? Then again, would I be the one to blame if you chose to leave in that way? You thought that maybe he fit your standards and needs. No matter what I did, my best foot forward. So now you left me with the remains, my shattered heart, my shadow face. The ideal man I chose to become is now a memory you can't succumb. Let me remind you that your standards weren't impossible. You just chose to let go, avoiding the trouble. And there you have it. Would you want to build a relationship based on the idea that you have settled or regret the choices that you have made? Because these people that you have chosen has changed over time. The only reason why standards change is because we change as a person. We change as a unit in this relationship. Stop limiting yourself from growing and becoming your best version, while also limiting and hindering other people from growing to become their best version as well. If you are in a relationship and your partner has changed for the better, why would you think that it would be a bad thing? Your standards weren't met, or your expectations have exceeded, because they have grown to become the version that they wanted to be. A relationship that flourishes allows growth, and the emotions that were invested are intact. your standards and needs will change, since the only thing constant in this society is change. Let's accept the reality that standards aren't really something you should base your future relationship on. Your choices creates your happiness. Make a decision that is right because you know in yourself that it is, and standards won't even be necessary. I hope you guys have a great one. I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.